the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, let's dive right into the material you've shared. It points towards, well, escalating military tension in the Caribbean. Our mission today is pretty clear, right? We need to unpack these specific, kind of urgent requests Nicolas Maduro made to his big strategic allies, Russia, China, and Iran. It's really a shortcut to understanding Venezuela's immediate defense thinking.
Yeah, and what's fascinating, as the sources show, is the context. It's not just talk, not just diplomacy. They're actively looking for hardware, for repairs. The goal seems to be strengthening what they see as deteriorated air defenses and, well, general military capabilities.
All in response to U.S. pressure.
That seems to be the main driver, yes. It's a direct reaction to perceived pressure from the United States.
Right. And the details really come alive when you look at that letter to the Kremlin, the one the Washington Post and El Tiempo got hold of. What was the absolute core request sent to Putin? What does it tell us about their current deterrent posture?
Well, the absolute top priority was getting help to repair and restore their Sukhoi Su-30 MK-2 fighter jets. Caracas explicitly calls them the country's most important deterrent element. You know, a working Sukhoi jet is their main way to project air power there.
So we're not talking about just dusting off old planes. These are key systems. The source mentioned needing repairs for, what, 8 engines and 5 radars, and getting that done in Russia?
Exactly. 8 engines, 5 radars, all needing work on Russian soil. Plus, they were looking to buy 14 missile sets, presumably Russian ones, too.
Hmm. And how are they planning to pay for all this?
That's interesting, too. The idea was a 3-year payment plan funneled through Rostec, which is Russia's huge state defense company. And publicly, the Kremlin gave its backing, you know, supporting Venezuela's leadership in defending its national sovereignty. It kind of validates the whole military cooperation angle.
Okay, so that's the Russia piece. Let's shift gears a bit. From Russia, they also reached out to Asia and the Middle East. It really does look like an effort to build a proper defense bloc against Washington. What specifics were they after from China?
With Xi Jinping, the request seemed, well, more tech-focused. They asked for greater military cooperation overall, sure, but specifically wanted to speed up the production of certain radar detection systems, systems made by Chinese companies, naturally. So it shows a reliance on China for that advanced surveillance tech.
And there was that ideological hook in the letter to Xi, wasn't there?
Oh, absolutely. A very strong element. Maduro basically argued that any U.S. military action against Venezuela is also an indirect aggression against China because they share ideology.
That's quite a strategic move, trying to lock in Beijing's support like that.
It really is. And then turning to Iran, the requests get even more, let's say, sophisticated, focused on electronic warfare. We're talking about things like passive detection equipment.
Passive detection. So systems that listen without transmitting, making them hard to spot.
Exactly. Almost invisible electronically. Plus GPS jammers and drones with a pretty long range, maybe up to 1,000 kilometers.
Wow, GPS jammers. That's not a random request, is it? It seems like a direct counter.
It points directly at neutralizing the high-precision navigation systems the U.S. Navy and Air Force rely on in that region. It's a very specific countermeasure.
Okay, so if you pull all these threads together, Russia for the heavy air power, China for radar, Iran for electronic warfare and drones.
Right. It shows Caracas isn't just asking for handouts or old gear. They seem to be leveraging 2 decades of these strategic relationships. They're trying to get critical deterrence, surveillance tech, electronic countermeasures, all in response to what they perceive as U.S. naval and air deployments encircling them.
Which brings us to the big picture, then. Given this specific mix of modern tech they're asking for, the jammers, the long-range drones, revitalized fighter jets, how does this attempt to create a defense bloc actually reconfigure the security dynamics in the Caribbean? And, you know, what are the real long-term implications for the region? Something to think about. And if you found this deep dive into the source material useful, we really encourage you to subscribe and maybe share this analysis. We appreciate your support very much.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.